This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, an oil spill forces the temporary closure of Oyston's Hill. Haynesville residents mourn the death of Terrell Rogers. Leader of the opposition sounds alarm over Afriexim Bank downgrade. Princess Margaret Secondary to remain closed on Tuesday as the Ministry of Education continues to address issues there. The University of the West Indies a step closer to launching a revolutionary diabetes product. An Antigua and Barbuda government set to expunge records of those convicted of cannabis. With the details, I am Graham Vaughan. Barbados National Energy Company Limited has confirmed that an oil spill in Oyston's has led to the temporary closure of Oyston's Hill to vehicular traffic. According to BNECL, the spill is being managed by their team based at the Fairy Valley location. Personnel responded promptly, and all relevant emergency and environmental agencies are currently on site. The spill has been successfully contained and cleanup operations are actively underway. To support these efforts, the road from the Y Junction by the Oyston's Police Station to the base of Oyston's Hill is temporarily closed. Pedestrians and commuters are advised to avoid the area and use alternative routes where possible. Some residents of Haynesville, St. James, remain shaken following Wednesday night's murder of 25-year-old Terrell Rogers. Rogers was reportedly sitting under a tree when he was shot in the forehead by an assailant who then fled the scene. He collapsed and was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by private vehicle. When Starcom Network News visited the area, friends gathered near the spot of his death, sharing memories of Rogers. One individual, speaking on condition of anonymity, acknowledged that Rogers had previous run-ins with the law, but said he had been trying to turn his life around.
Terrell is a young person that he had trouble with the law, but yet still he pay for the crime he did. He went to jail for 4 years. He come out and he come out to behave himself. He had a little job, he hustling, a little thing. He didn't deserve to die how he died, and if he bad, but I would only hope and pray that the police could get it all a wrap. Find the person that did it. No, and they would like the gun bites to start. I don't know what to say. This, it's sickening. It's sickening. People just don't want to talk until they shoot on their foot.
A resident of Haynesville, St. James. Meantime, the young man who was injured in a separate incident on Wednesday night has been identified as 19-year-old Kyron King. King, a promising Barbados fast bowler, is currently in the intensive care unit at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. King's teammate, elite division captain at the Wanderers Cricket Club, Ian Boyce, spoke to Starcom Network News about his teammate and made an appeal for blood to be donated.
Kyron is more than just a cricketer. He's a son, a teammate, a friend, a fighter, known for his passion, energy, and sheer dedication to the game. He has already captured many hearts around the cricketing community in Barbados. But no, he needs us. He needs us all. This is a call to all Barbadians, cricket families, clubs, players, past and present, supporters, and every caring citizen in Barbados. If you are able, please donate blood. Your single act of kindness could save Kyron's life, and it could also save his dream. Keep it alive.
Wanderers Elite Division Captain Ian Boyce. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne says the downgrade of Afriexim Bank confirms that the global financial landscape is both hazardous and volatile. In a digital statement, the Democratic Labour Party noted that the downgrade by credit rating agency Fitch is just one of several concerns facing the government.
Our more immediate concern as Barbadians has been that the government committed this country to a relationship on the basis that this bank has equal standing to the Caribbean Development Bank. I challenge that assertion in Parliament, and I still reject the notion that Afriexim Bank is akin to the CDB. By the government's purport, it gave highly valued state lands to the bank, stating that the bank's regional headquarters and a hotel would be built on the said land. Barbadians generally protested against the transaction, and the unfolding events will not make us any less suspicious. You see, there is a sense in which the government of Barbados has tied this country's international image and reputation to the international image and reputation of Afriexim Bank.
Mr. Thorne has advised that the government must now turn her attention to this matter.
The Prime Minister must now urgently withdraw from the internal political affairs of Dominica and address this potential crisis of a relationship with a financial entity that could place our international reputation at risk. The state of affairs becomes all the more critical since the Prime Minister recently announced that Barbados would be terminating its financial arrangements with the IMF and would be heading to the open financial markets for further loans. The Prime Minister is now obliged to tell Barbadians whether this deep relationship with Afreximbank Bank now places these intending transactions at risk. Barbadians should now be less concerned about the private financial prospects of Afreximbank Bank and more concerned about its relationship with the government of Barbados. The Democratic Labour Party is demanding an urgent statement from the Prime Minister.
Leader of the Opposition, Ralph Thorne. The Princess Margaret Secondary School will remain closed on Tuesday next week to facilitate counseling and planning for the way forward at the St. Philip Institution. Officials from the Ministry of Education met with teachers and staff of the school yesterday to discuss concerns raised recently in a letter which highlighted tensions in teacher-student relationships. In a statement, the ministry described the session as an insightful one, which allowed them to understand the day-to-day challenges faced by educators and support staff at the school. They said this engagement forms part of their ongoing commitment to fostering transparent communication and collaborative problem-solving with their colleagues. The dialogue is to continue with other schools in the next 3 weeks, starting with Frederick Smith Secondary. Locals and tourists are being assured that this year's Crop Over Festival will be one of the safest in the island's history. That assurance comes from Commissioner of the Barbados Police Service, Richard Boyce, who revealed yesterday that multiple levels of training are currently underway in preparation for the season, in collaboration with key stakeholders. Commissioner Boyce was speaking to Starcom Network News outside Kensington Oval ahead of the police service's Crop Over jump to the Golden Square Freedom Park.
Members are coming on board in a big way to make sure that we have the safest Crop Over event in years, when compared to various previous years and things like that. So yes, we are ready, we are well prepared, we have in our training, and we are strategizing, not only with the police service, but again, with the external agencies, security agencies, they are also on board to partner with us. We are still going to partner with the major shareholder, that is the Barbados Defense Force also. So people can feel free and relax and have that level of comfort that we in the Barbados Police Service are ready to deal with Crop Over and all events which are being put on at Crop Over.
Police Commissioner Richard Boyce. Yesterday's activities formed part of the Barbados Police Service's 190th anniversary celebrations and included participation from the Barbados Defense Force and the Barbados Fire Service. Principal of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, Professor Clive Landis, has disclosed that later this year they will be launching a product that can reverse diabetes. He was speaking at the recent launch of the Future Health, an initiative co-funded by IDB Lab and Future Barbados, designed to create a citizen-centric healthcare ecosystem. He said this 10-year-old project, but once launched, the products will have the market potential to be exported.
10 years ago, we demonstrated that using a low-calorie meal replacement shake, you can reverse diabetes. I'm going to give away the fact that we have now settled on a name. These products will be in the supermarkets, we believe, by the end of this year. Look out for the new products, which are entirely based on indigenous tropical ingredients. We're introducing the Caribbean, and these will be completely unique products. And because we've signed the agreement with AmBev, we believe that it has the market potential to be exported. You know, you have to use this intellectual capital that we have in Barbados to create products capable of export, and then you're really pushing that economic needle.
Principal of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, Professor Clive Landis. And finally, Minister of Energy and Business Senator Lisa Cummins is warning that Barbados and the wider Caribbean remain far too dependent on traditional trade routes and external partners, a situation she says is risky. Speaking during the opening of the Barbados Manufacturers Association Trade and Innovation Expo, Senator Cummins pointed to troubling vulnerabilities in the region's trade patterns. She emphasized that global shocks like the war in Ukraine or supply chain disruptions continue to expose the region's weaknesses. Recapping the headlines. an oil spill forces the temporary closure of Oyston's Hill. Residents of Haynesville mourn the death of Terrell Rogers. The leader of the opposition sounds alarm over Afriet's M Bank downgrade. Princess Margaret Secondary to remain closed on Tuesday as the Ministry of Education continues to address issues there. The University of the West Indies a step closer to launching a revolutionary diabetes product. An Antigua and Barbuda government set to expunge the records of those convicted of cannabis. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Graeme Vaughan. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.